Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Come on, welcome baby. Back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you want to read or watch or listen. We update that site every single day with new stuff, and we hope you use it to your advantage. It's all free, thanks to our corporate partners. Alan Mates is our guest. Alan is a longtime Brain Trust member. He's the president of Robinson and Mates, which is an outstanding marketing firm out of Chicago, Illinois. Alan, we've been talking about the convergence of technology and marketing. You were talking earlier about needing to cover a lot more bases, especially the traditional and the new stuff like the social media platforms. And I was pointing out that the cost of traditional media, everybody knows what that is. Everybody knows how that works. But the cost of the new media outlets, the new media platforms, the new media opportunities has a different cost structure, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it has a very different cost structure. And although this may sound, a little self-serving coming from a marketing guy himself, but we'd like to look at marketing as the investment and not the cost. It's going to be based on what you're trying to accomplish over what period of time and how you're going to measure your return on marketing investment. And as you look at large and small businesses alike, what all of these need to realize is you have to establish those quantifiable objectives to know how to allocate your marketing investment,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not some of these social media communities and utilization of so-called free media is going to help you accomplish your goals or not. One of the key things about these social media sites that are really up to the business, if you're a small business, to manage themselves, is a constant influx of new content.
Right.
That way it stays interesting to your readers, to your prospects, your customers, and also, very important, the search engines.
Well, and see, this is the point that I was making, is that with traditional media, which is still valid, of course, as you alluded to earlier, with traditional media, you don't have to have as many. I mean, somebody's going to send you a bill for that, right? Pretty much for the creative and and you're going to you can budget for that, but for the new media, this content that you're talking about, the posting, the keeping up with where things need to go, all that, that's going to require you to either hire somebody, either contract with somebody, or hire an employee to do that work, and that's how that cost is going to manifest, right?
That's correct. That in your own time and investment, and actually looking at a, almost like an editorial calendar of
That's
your
right.
own content and what
That's
you're
right.
trying to accomplish. There are several of the larger companies out there that are trying to help smaller businesses with this and use of technology to help them with their marketing. Some shows up within the social space. Some shows up with companies like Constant Contact and just helping you to reach your customer
yep.
prospect base using technology. So it's really back to the, the allocation of how your dollars are going to impact what you're trying to accomplish. Are you trying
right.
to keep customers? Are you trying to grow the relationship? Are you trying to bring new customers into the door or onto your website? And being able to associate the right tactic and the right investment to accomplish that right goal.
Well, yeah, exactly, and you're trying to balance the traditional and the new, and what the timing of all that. I mean, and this is all part of a more sophisticated marketing strategy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, because marketing, as we mentioned, is moving from driving want creation to fulfilling the needs of consumers, and it's really based on what that customer is looking for at that particular time, and being able to find you in the morass of communication mm-hmm. channels and information out there.
Well, and the beauty to me of this, if you think about the funnel, if you think about the traditional media being the global mass, image building and awareness building, and with some targeted ability, and then the new media helping you more with targeted, and all that flows down into a funnel. They all work together, and to the point where at the, you know, when it gets down to the small part, you know, you've got a qualified prospect that turns into a customer, and it's because you've got all these moving parts working in concert.
That's correct, and I think you hit on a very key point that we've talked about on this show before, and that's the importance of data and understanding more and more about your customer base and your prospect base with every touch point.
Mm-hmm.
Always look for some sort of feedback and some sort of capturing of that information so you can personalize the messages back out.
And data, when you say data, you're talking about I like brown, you like blue, I like, you know, I'm in town in the summer, you're in town in the winter, whatever it may be, whatever a customer or because now we have the ability to segregate, to segment customers much more elegantly than we used to have.
Very true. And what data you collect is really have to be what's actionable.
Right.
So there's really three questions that we'd like to ask. It's, you know, what's the actionable data? How do I get it? What do I do with it when I get it? Because of a lot of companies today, even the grocery stores are a great example with their, you know, frequent shopper cards.
Right.
They allow you to get discounts within that store, but how many of us are really marketed to with all the data they now have on everything we buy?
Exactly.
Not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a ton of information that they're not always utilizing
right.
correctly.
Right.
Well, the smarter businesses are starting to figure out how to utilize that data to move the needle.
Mm-hmm. Alan, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're going to come back and talk some more about this with our good friend Alan Mates. He's the president of RobinsonMates.com. That's the website, too, by the way. Quick break. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
At least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.